Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, live in studio, just me, like it always is. Great day to have a dick, isn't it? Great day to have a dick. We did some mongoloid motivation again on TikTok, perceived very well. Glad to see that the boys are feeling motivated. Feels good, doesn't it? You know, I have theories in my head. You know what? How sexy is that? Your boy has a retainer.
My teeth are a little fucked up. I had briefs as well. I was a dweeb when I was younger.
Yes. What do we have in store on the show today? I don't know, okay? I don't know how I'm doing right now. I recorded this 2 weeks ago, just so you know. Things might be a little dated. Shit may have changed. I may be dead. I don't know. Let's pray that it did not happen. If you don't know, I was down in Texas, and I believe when this is being released, I will be flying home. I will be back in Canada. That's right. The Alberta rattlesnake is heading down, or is down, or coming back. This is difficult to talk in the future for myself. I don't even know what I'm feeling. I don't even know. You know what? The Montreal Canadiens could be winning the Stanley Cup fucking final right now. I hope to God they win because I want to watch Canada go fucking insane. We need this more than ever. I'm talking for the future right now, okay? I don't know what happens. I'm going to predict it. Canadiens in 5. And the city is going fucking ballistic right now. Absolute mayhem. The boys are living. It is gorgeous there. It is just, it's like, it's what the world needs to see, you know, especially Canada's taking a hit right now. And I got to say, I'm team Indigenous right now. I don't give a fuck what any of you think. I don't like the church and I don't like the government. So what team do I fucking follow? I'm with you. I'm rocking with you. My native brothers and sisters, I'm with you. I'm with you. I hate those fucking crackers in suits just as much as you do. They make my life difficult. I can't imagine what they make the dumb shit that you guys got to go through. Some of you, you know, I get it. Some of you got a hard knock. It doesn't look too fun, some of the shit that you got to go through. I recognize it. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying I have a common enemy, and I'm with you. I'm rocking with you. I know maybe last week I got a little fucking intense, all right? I got a little intense. We're going to change it up this week. It's all motivation today. All motivation for the boys. What tones your skin? Who gives a shit? You got a dick? Yeah. All right. Perfect. You're at the right place, brother. Oh, you like enjoying your free time more than being at work? Of course I do. Oh, wow. Look at that. We got a lot in common. You like live music? Mm-hmm. What kind of music? All of it. Perfect. Even better. You like having a good time? I love having a good time. Oh, no way. Me too. What kind of good times do you like to have? I don't know. Anything, really. Anything that doesn't involve me arguing with the old lady. Anything that doesn't involve me, you know, really having to take care of the kids, you know, where I can unwind. I love my kids, but don't get me wrong. I love her. Hey, I don't need you to explain it. It was just a yes or no question. And then we can move on. Brother, sister, it don't matter. Shit. I know most of the time this is dedicated to the boys and we degrade women on here, you know? I understand that happens quite often on here and I understand the perception of old Uncle Hack in the lens of a lady may not be looked at so shit hot, but that's okay because you want to know why? First place, gold medal gender. Gold medal gender. That's right. 2 weeks ago, we talked about this. See, I'm talking in the future right now and remembering things that happened in the past. That's how good I am at this show. That's how good I am at this fucking show. Okay. Oh, they're like, hey, can you do a fucking episode for August 14th? I don't even know if that falls on the date that an episode's supposed to land. But you're goddamn right I can. I can talk so far into the future, remember things in the past, and make it seem like this is all live. It's all fugazi, you know? Smoke and mirrors, baby. I should be a politician. I can feed you guys bullshit all day long. You see this? I'm drinking protein. You want to know why? Because I lift weights again. That's right. I'm doing man shit. I'm drinking beers. I'm doing man shit. I lift weights. I eat raw meat. I walked up to a deer the other day. I punched it in the fucking mouth, knocked him out while he was unconscious. I cut the tender meat off its thigh and I ate it like a wild beast. And meanwhile, people are in it. They're like, hey, this is a national park. And I said, I don't give a shit. You want to know what's between my legs? A 2-inch dick. That's 2 inches more of dick that you don't have. And I pointed at the old lady standing there. And she's like, my labia fucking is like 4 inches long. And I'm like, hey. Yeah. But do you pee out of your labia? Do you ejaculate out of your labia? I don't think you do. I'm 90% sure you don't. And guess what I do? I create life with this 2-inch missile right here. So you get in fucking line, okay? I'd hate to fucking, you know, not fight a war for you and watch all that freedom disappear. I'd hate that to happen, you know? You want me to quit lifting weights and have everybody uneasy over here? I'm drinking protein because I need it from my muscles, okay? You see that fucking deer that was unconscious? That's right. I did a bench press yesterday. One single bench press, 45 pounds. Suck my ass. You can't do that, you old bird. Christ, you can't even walk upstairs. I'm over here lifting fucking weights. I'm putting gats on this goddamn tank. Look at me. Shredded. This right here, shred juice. Fucking animal. Watch me morph into a beast. I should do testosterone. I should do a lot of testosterone. Imagine Hack Daddy walking around like fucking Mark McGuire. Yap to the gills. You know? Like, remember Sean Sherk in the UFC? Remember that? Mutant? Me just walking around with shoulders on shoulders. Guy looks like he's carrying around, not even briefcase, walking around carrying 2 hockey bags full of equipment. They're like, Jesus, buddy, fucking settle down. Do you have to go that hard on the sauce, too? I'm like, yeah. Dude, I'm 9 protein shakes a day. 2 fucking full syringes full of pure test right up my ass. All right? I can run through brick walls. I'll fight ISIS alone. I'll be like that Iraqi Rambo or whatever his name is. You seen that guy? Completely yapped, hand grenades on him and shit. You know? Fuck, man. The Americans have a fictional character of John Rambo. The Iraqis got the real version. That guy's on the front line. Like, everybody just got stoked when that guy showed up. Have you seen this guy? Fucking man shit, dude. I'm telling you, we're everywhere. That'll be me. Except in Canada, I can't really get my hands on hand grenades, but I will pack an ice snowball, pitch it at the face of a politician and break his nose because that thing's coming at you with high heat. High heat. Lay you the fuck out. Be like, did I just get hit with a pitch from Randy Johnson? No, that was Uncle Hack throwing a snowball. Jesus Christ, I thought the sidearm champ just hit me with a fucking slider. Meanwhile, it was a fastball from the big dog, the juice monkey himself, the juiced out cat. Muscle Mania over there in the corner. I'm shredding tees like I'm a goddamn paper shredder in an office all day long. Whap! Making Hulk Hogan look like child's play. Suplexing motherfuckers through every table. There wouldn't even be a table in Canada. They'd be scared. They have to weld support beams at the bottom. And I'm like, you think that's going to stop me? You think that's going to stop me from being a man? 2 inches of dick. Remember that shit. Wake up in the morning, I piss nothing but pure testosterone. You thought I was going to say excellence. That's wrong. Pure testosterone. That's all I am. I'm man shit all day long. They're like, hey, would you like a cookie? I'm like, you ever offer me a cookie again, I will punch you so far in the... Oh, fuck. I will punch you in the face and you'll travel to Egypt. for free. That's a one-way ticket. Bam. Done. Gone. See you never. Sayonara. Look like a human cannon. That's what they call this sucker right here. The right hand is the cannon. This is the machine gun. The jab is the machine gun. Pop, 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 pop. Boom. See you later. They're like, why is there so many Canadians in Egypt? Oh, there's this guy who's got a cannon of a right hand. And when he hits you in the lid, fucking planting you like lawn darts over there, buddy. Fuck. That's how I'm getting down. Be scared. 2 inches of dick. When it's rock hard, 2 inches and three coldest, all right? I'm talking about, this thing's the you want the inside of your lips punished? Knock on my door, I dare you. Knock on my door. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. That's why women don't listen to this, because they're like, I'm too scared. You know, they get into the first 3 minutes, they're like, oh, it's misogyny. Then they get into this part, and they're like, I can't believe that this guy walks around with that rod between his legs. 2 inches of dick? Are you crazy? Eric, I need five. And that meanwhile, you're being like, oh, ow. Oh, Jesus. Christ almighty. This little thing fucking... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. She does damage. That's why I like it. That's why me and it get along, all right? We get, everywhere we go, we get respected. Everywhere we go. And that's what it's like, drinking protein shakes, lifting weights, and punishing pussies. You wouldn't understand. Only men like me that lift weights. You see that? You want to see something? Look at that. Look at those pythons. Give me 3 months, man. I might fill the room full of muscle. I might fill the... You'll be like, who's... What the fuck? I thought I was listening to the Uncle Hack podcast. What's Ronnie Coleman doing on here? What's Mr. Olympia doing up in this motherfucker? Oh, you know. You know. Doing me. Lifting the whole room. I might put a building on my back and walk up Mount Everest just to prove a point. I don't know. Shit. Being the number one gender. That's what we're doing out here. We're being the number one gender. Day in, day out. Numero uno. And that brings me to my next point. Next time, you know, some lady wants to look at you and be like, oh, you're 5'2". You're 5'2". I don't want nothing to do with you. You're 5'2". Kindly remind her, the wage gap exists. That 30 cents an hour is me stacking money. I'll stand on top of that money. All of a sudden, I'm 6'5", looking down at you, being like, what's underneath me? 30 cents an hour, bitch. suddenly, that dick is at my waist is right head high for you. Perfect. Imagine how well that worked out, huh? Over here making 30 cents an hour more. Top gender on top of the podium. That or just climb on top of the podium. Climb on top of the podium, look down and be like, oh, my dick is in the building. Pretty great being a guy. Pretty great being, oh yeah, he's 5'2". I only date guys 6'4". Perfect. Because last I checked, when I step on the number one gender podium, when I step on there and collect my gold medal, I'm about 6'6". You got me? 6'6". Oh, you? Oh, you? You still standing down there being 5'1"? Oh. Oh, really? Oh, I'm 5'4". Yeah, that's all you'll ever be. That's all you'll ever be. Because right now you're getting beat out by trans women. So that puts you down to third place. Time for a little ad read. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. You can get an extra episode today. That's right. Little extra episode waiting for you on the Patreon, my boy. That's right. You'll also get the early episode. This episode that you are listening today will be released Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Plus, that's Dirty Tuesday. Y'all, you know what I mean? You'll learn later in the episode that we respect the Tata. We respect the Tata. We love the Tata. We love our ballerinas. And most of the girls on there are ballerinas. So, Like always, we support our local sex workers. We do a little cross promo with them. We love them. We respect them. And we want to see them succeed as much as we do. That's why we cross promote with them. That's why we respect what they do. Also, DangerCastShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69. Get yourself 15% off your order today. That's right. PODCAST69. Do you understand that? PODCAST69 at DangerCatShop.com. 15% off your order today. Hats, hoodies, stickers. I think there's a few new designs in the works. We're trying to just get rid of some old stock, but guess what? You can get a discount. You can get a discount. All right there, DangerCatShop.com. Link down in description for both the early episodes, the extra episode, and the fucking website right here. Anyways, back to the episode. And then other fucking genders that get made up every goddamn day. Ging, 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 ging. Oh, all of a sudden you're not even in the playoffs. We're not even talking about you no more. And you want to talk about, oh, I want a man if he's 6 feet. Bitch. Bitch. You're telling me old brand new coochie beside me in second place that likes sports and you know, they've got that brand new, it's like fresh tires on a brand new pavement. And I get a test drive that, and you want your clapped old meat wagon over there? Jeez Louise, give your head a shake. Know your worth, gentlemen. Know your worth. Second place, you got trans women with a brand new coochie. Brand new coochie. No miles on it. No nothing. Just installed yesterday. Brand new car audio system. New tires, you know. Brand new set of bolt-ons, you know. Haven't even been used yet. And you're going to sit here and you think the 87 Honda Accord over there with 545,000 miles on it is worthy of second place? Settle down, okay? Settle down. Second place goes to, I don't know, maybe the 2021 Ferrari, huh? Maybe the McLaren over here with a fresh set of tires on it? Fresh set of tires. Hasn't even touched any pavement. 0 miles on it. And you think that they're the same? You think they're worth the same? Okay. All right. This is why you're delusional. This is why you need all the marketing. Like we talked about before, this is why women need all the marketing that they need. You know, they got to go out and convince you that you need to be with them. Okay. Know your worth, gentlemen. You're out here lifting weights. It don't matter if your dick's small, 30 cents an hour. Height goes up. You're number one on the podium. You haven't lost. We haven't lost anything. I don't see you getting off the couch to go watch a WNBA game. If somebody handed you free tickets to a fucking whatever your local WNBA team is, I don't see you getting, you'd be like, you know what? I'd rather stare at the wall. I think staring at the wall and drinking beer is a better idea. You know? Horrible marketing strategy on their behalf. I will say that. Horrible. Man, we don't need one. We don't need one. We're the Bentleys, all right? We're the Aston Martins. We already know our worth. We know that, all right, people are going to buy us. We know our worth. We know that when we get up in the morning, we slap on the work boots or your dress shoes. Again, I don't care. Blue collar, white collar, don't give a shit. The only thing I fucking hate are politicians. You're a politician and you listen to this, hang yourself. Don't actually, and then blame it on this podcast, but I'm just saying, this is comedy commentary. Comedy commentary. Say that 10 times fast. Comedy commentary. Comedy commentary. But all I'm saying, gents, all I'm saying, even a used Aston Martin is still better than a brand new Kia Soul, huh? You see what I'm saying here? You picking up what I'm putting down? You understand my logic, how I think about these things? When you wake up in the morning, you know what? You want to know why you want to know why? This is my theory behind morning wood. That's just your body reminding you, number one. That thing's standing up, just to remind you, number one. So if we fucking wanted to be second place, they'd give us two dicks and remind us that, oh yeah, you're second place. Number two, two hard ones poking you in the eye. Not happening. Every morning, you get morning wood, and you look down, and what's that thing doing? Standing straight up, reminding you, hey, have a spine. Get out there. Get it. It's a metaphor. It's your body showing its own form of a metaphor. You know, to take a deep look inside and know your worth as a man. When you wake up in the morning, you're the best ever. You're the best ever. You are, you literally, does your genitalia bleed once a month? No, of course it doesn't. Because you're number one. Why would the powers to be that created us do such a horrible thing? No, because we got shit to do. We got important shit to do. You know, we got to go be men. We got to go take down predators. We got to protect the fucking family. That's a pretty important job. Pretty important job. And you want to sit here? You want to sit here and be depressed over what? Over a Snapchat not being opened? Sucks to be her. Sucks to be her. Number one. Remember that, lads. When you wake up in the morning, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you start hearing on some bullshit, just think to yourself, why do I have morning wood? Why do I have morning wood? I'm getting an earful already, and I'm getting I got a hard dick. I got a hard dick. Why ain't you on it? Why are you on my nerves and not on this dick right now, huh? I barely knocked the shit out my eyes. You know, see this shit? You know what? Time to give the balls a slap. See if they still work, fellas. If you're getting your shit ran over, it's time to remind yourself why you're in first place. Why you're the big dog in town. Why when you bark, everybody listens, you know? Why is it as soon as a dude starts getting a little uneasy out there, starts talking about some shit, you know? I'm just saying, you're capable of a lot more than you think, gentlemen. That's why the wage gap exists, you know? You want to sit here and tell me that you want a 6'2 guy? You want a 6'2 guy? Perfect. I'll stack all that extra money that I make, i.e. the 30 cents an hour. I'll stack it up, stand on it, and then all of a sudden, oh, wow, all of a sudden, oh, you wanted 6'1", now I'm 6'7". All that extra cash lying around, making 30 cents an hour more than you, huh? Oh, now all of a sudden I'm in your ballpark. Shit, you're playing in the minors, honey. I'm in the majors. You're on the farm team. I'm up there. I'm swinging bats with the best. You're down there in the farm team. Know your worth, gentlemen. Know your worth. Tired of fucking hearing good men getting talked down to, you know? Tired of hearing about the boys. Not even the boys. You know, you got to go through your shit as a boy. But I'm tired of hearing about men, dudes, specifically, not being able to live it out, all right? We came this far. We came this far. You know, your ancestors fought wars. They fought wars. Back in the day, you go back to the long lineage of Homo sapiens, those motherfuckers were out there getting it. They were probably drinking protein shakes. They'd just lift a rock and throw it off a fucking cliff, and all the ladies would be like, yep, he's a breeder. I need that inside me. Now what are we doing? Now what are we doing? Walking around with fucking looking like Where's Waldo? Bunch of Where's Waldo looking motherfuckers are outdoing us. Is that what's happening? A bunch of beta males walking around. Their nuts tucked back behind, doing that RuPaul shit when they go and do the drag race shit. Got their nuts, got the tip of their dick tickling their own ass. Hey, I'm not disrespecting whatever you do in your spare time, whatever you want to do. It's 2021, I don't give a shit. What you do in your spare time is what you do in your spare time. What I am saying, what I am getting at, is I'm saying that don't let the lower ranking genders try and bring you down to their level. You're already up here, my boy. Okay? You listening to Hack? This is the motivational tape. I'm getting the boys up and at it today. All right? This is the motivational tape, volume fucking one, all right? You, my friend, when you look in the mirror, you're a predator. Everybody else is the prey, okay? You're a bear. You're a fucking wolf. You're a shark in the goddamn water. You're a killer whale. Everything in the ocean fears you. That's why they gotta beat you mentally. Because you possess the power to physically, bam, beat the shit out of them. Violence is terrifying. And the only way you can really, like, you know, if your words are weaponized and you can talk of the violent guy out of not doing violent shit, you've won. But once you realize, you know, I don't know about you. I'm not saying go out and hit somebody, but I remember when I was trained in mixed martial arts, hitting somebody feels really fucking good. It does. You know, I remember playing sports as a kid. I was, I had my troubles. I went through my shit as a youth, but thank God there was hockey, and hockey has violence. You know, we need that. Some boys need that. Nothing feels good. Hear me out. Did you play sports when you were a young lad? Doesn't matter what you played. Doesn't matter. Just contact with something. You played baseball and you fucking ripped that stick, jacked one right out of the damn park. And it felt good, didn't it? And you look at that pitcher like, you punk bitch. You ever throw a fastball on a 2-1 count? I'm going to make you pay. And right there, you look like a fucking idiot because of it. I'm going to make you look stupid all day. Do it again. Do it again. I fucking dare you. Nothing I love more when somebody jacks one and you pimp the pitcher walking the first baseline. That is just, and looking at him, staring at him like, you moron, what were you thinking? I love that. I don't even play baseball. I don't even know the rules to the whole game or the strategy behind playing the game. But when someone yaps one in the right outside, like they go 350 on them, center field, and that idiot has to just like fucking put his head down, just disrespecting him. Come in my house. What are you doing? You thought you could throw some heat? You thought you could throw some heat at me? On a 2-1 count, and I yap one center field, or you know, your middle linebacker, you see you read that shit, you see it, and you're like, oh, I don't know what they label the holes, but he's fucking going up the gut. I can see it. They did this play in the first quarter. I know that motherfucker. I know the exact route this fucking. Oh, you're done, kid. You're fucking done. And you start getting amped up. You're like, oh, am I going to put a fucking shoulder in your guts? And then you just get that blood. You get that blood hungry thirst, that blood thirst, I should say. You're just hungry inside. You see it. You can see it unfold in your brain before it even happens. And you start, oh, there it is. You get that snap. Hey, that fucking guy. Oh, they fake the handoff. Oh, a little reverse action. Oh, yeah, here he comes. I gotcha. Sights locked in. You're a fucking missile. You're a heat-seeking missile. You grab second gear, and you drop that shoulder right into that prick's guts, and you just hear him, like, you hear the wind leave his body. And snot coming out of his nose. You know when you hit a guy so fucking hard that snot comes out of his nose? He's staying there and he's like, you know that, you know when you hit a guy and the wind left his body and he's trying to get it back in? And you sit there and you just look down at him and you're like, you dumb son of a bitch. Yeah, sure, you rushed 15 yards last time you did that, but you think I'm going to let you fucking get it again? You moron. Don't ever try to disrespect me like that again. We need that shit. I love that shit too, by the way. Nothing I love more than watching, you know, hey, it's happened to me and it's going to happen to you. You fucking damn well believe it. But sometimes you get to be the big dog that knocks down the bridge troll and it feels good. And sometimes you're the bridge troll. I've been the bridge troll a few times. I mean, if you watch the YouTube channel, you've seen that I got knocked out once. Guy pimped me, looked down at me, fucking put his hand up. I've pimped a guy. I had a my last fight ever was a head kick knockout. The guy fucking whack. My shin went to his chin and I just knew. He fucking, his knees went. His body shut down. And all I did was put up my hand. That's it. That's all, folks. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wave this off. Walk off KO. Last fight ever. What more do I need to do? You know? What more does a guy need to do around here? But I'm saying, that's that type of violence shit that we as men enjoy. We live for that type of shit. You know? There's days. Those that play sports, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That, or even, you know what? Even, fuck, I'm spitting like a motherfucker. I've been like salivating from the mouth lately. And I can't control it. I can't control it at all. Probably because I'm back on beast mode, man. The testosterone's flowing through the nuts. I'm getting outside. I'm moving around. I'm sweating a bit. I'm lifting weights. I'm feeling like a beast again. It feels good. Feels good. You know, you have a sip of straight whiskey and you're like, fuck yeah. I feel like the fucking King Kong up in this motherfucker. It's a great feeling. When you're back on your game, when you're back on your A game, you feel like nothing can compare to it. You remember when you're those moments that we were talking, when you drop that shoulder and the snot flies out, when you hit somebody so hard that their snot hits you in the face, you don't even care. You wear it like a badge of honor. You do. He's telling me like there's been fights I had that were bloody. And I had another man's blood all over my face and you feel like a fucking savage. You love that shit. You ever been in a bar fight? You crack somebody, you break their nose and that second hit comes and the blood hits you in the face. And you just like, you're like, yeah, something switches in your brain. You go a little mental. You get a little crazy out there. You know, like that switch in your brain. You ever done cocaine? If you've done cocaine, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That first line, and hey, I can respectfully say that I haven't done cocaine in over, is it 2 years? 20? Yeah, 2 years. 2 years. I have not done a line. That went quick. that flew by. Yeah, time really flies by when you're sitting in your house all alone. But yes, what I'm saying is that first, if you've ever done a rip, a blow, and you know then that fucking shit hits your cranium and you just like you just kick it into high drive, that feeling is like when you're back on your shit, you're back in your A game, you're not slouched over, you stand up straight, you're like, you're looking around, you're looking for confrontation, you don't want to start it, but you'll accept it, you know what I mean? Like, you're walking around, you're on the prowl a little bit. You don't want to start no shit, because that's a childish way. But if it comes your way, oh, you're just praying. Like, come my way, give me something, please, dear God. Because, you know, if you're going out and being a bully, you're kind of a fucking loser, you know? What kind of guy at my age, 30 years old, is walking the streets looking to bully somebody? Jesus Christ. I need to do some serious growing up if I'm standing out there and being like, hey, gay boy, what do you want to do? You want to, like, wrestle or something or what? I deserve to take a fucking crutch to the face, you know? Somebody deserves to fucking smash me in the goddamn mind. Yeah, I hope more of you are getting that, you know? I'd love to see more dudes just go out and be a little healthier. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, go out, go lift a few weights, go for a walk, just get the body moving, get the nuts producing some brand new tests down there. You know, get the pills working again, boys. Feel like a man. Go lift some shit. Go fucking punch a fucking wall. I don't know. Do whatever you got to do to feel good again. I love seeing the boys messaging me. And saying, you know, I do get the, I'm not saying all the time, I'm not going to sit here and allow my ego to fill this room. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it feels good. And I really enjoy the messages that people send me saying, listen, man, I was down, I was listening to your podcast, I got a laugh, I had a good time listening to it. It made me giggle. It made me feel a little bit better about myself. You know, it's okay to be who you are. You know, unless you're a pedophile, then I don't know. You don't really got much going for you. Might as well pop the top. You know, You picking up what I'm putting down? But I'm saying it's good to know that the lads, we need the confidence back. And man, you know, quit listening to these fucking stupid bitches trying to convince you. All right.
You want to know what men want?
Yeah. Women like you to shut up. That's what we want. Okay. Let us take over. Daddy-o's home. Sit down. Take your OnlyFans links and fuck off. All right. That's what we need you to do. I'm going to start exposing some of these dumb broads on fucking TikTok, I think. That's going to be a pastime of mine. Every girl that's over there being like, yeah, you know what men want? We're going to just take a little look-see. Oh, is there an OnlyFans link? Oh, really? Weird. You trying to sell some pussy by using this whole champion in men's rights fucking and men's mental health while doing so, you fucking loser. I'm all for sex work. I've made it very clear. Huge stripper supporter over here. All right? Huge stripper supporter. In fact, I enjoy, as a young man, here you go. You want to know why, let's get into this. You want to know why gentlemen like the strip club? It's very easy to understand. Oh, why would you want to go and get boners with your friends? It's not the case, okay? Not the case. You want to know why me and my friends go to the strip clubs? Some people go there for different reasons. Some people go there just because, you know, not the most handsome looking men sometimes waltz into those joints. So, by paying $100, they get a few dances. They get to see a pussy right in front of their face. They get to feel like they're welcome. They get the glitz and the glam. You know, every good dancer knows if you make these idiots feel like they're number one in their life, and some of these men believe it, trust me, I don't fall for the whole stripper glitz and glam. I like going there because it is a club environment without sweaty 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds bumping into me. Hey, boy, fuck, man, spilling fucking beers on my shoes and it being a complete shit show. It's like sitting in a dive bar to me, but I have entertainment, i.e. naked ballerinas on the pole, the Tinas, as we call them around here. I love going to the Tinas. Why do we call them Tinas? Stripper, ballerina, you squash them together, Tinas. That's how we came up with it. We call them the Tinas. So why do I like going there? I like going there, exact reason why I just explained. Because I don't have 21-year-old fucking dipshit kids spilling shots of fucking Jaeger bombs on my goddamn shoes. There's not fucking beers being spilt. I don't have sweaty kids bumping into me and these dumb fucking broads that, you know, think because I'm an older gentleman that somehow I'm supposed to buy them a drink. You know, I'm not interested in your stupid fucking stories, okay?
Oh my God!
I don't want to hear that shit. You know? That's why I don't go to these, like, nightclubs. I would rather go get boners with my friends. As everybody says, I'd rather sit in the titty bar, look at some entertainment. Entertainment costs me $5. $5 a show. Throw a fiver on there. They're happy. Little tip. Thank you for the show, ma'am. That was great. I enjoyed that. Great set. Great set. You know? Had a great 15-minute set up there. If we're talking, I'm not talking about tits. I'm saying set. You know? Comedy, set, 15 minutes. Three songs up there. Boom. Cans out. Here we go. Send it home. Great set tonight. Great show. Great show. It's great entertainment. I have a great time in there. I enjoy myself in there. And on top of it, let's be honest here. How many times you fucking, how many times we got to talk about it on this show that we appreciate the naked female body? How many times we got to talk about it on this show? We talk about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. You love a great set of cans. Why not? $5, throw it on stage, have a few beers, have a few laughs with the gents. It's a great evening.
I don't understand why men would want to go to a strip club. It's because you're not a man. Okay? You're not a man.
Same reason why I don't understand why you want to watch Keeping Up with the fucking Kardashians, okay? Same reason why you want to sit there and binge watch Grey's Anatomy, talking to your friends on fucking, talking to your friends in a group chat about something that happened at the mall today. Oh, I ran into Carol at the mall today. I ran into Carol. Carol said this, and then she mentioned that you might have said something about, you want the drama. Same reason why you guys want to sit there and bask in your little drama world, watching Grey's Anatomy, RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you you know, how many women sit around watching RuPaul's Drag Race and we don't question it one bit, but the moment that I want to step into a strip club, it's the same goddamn thing, except instead of men dressing up like women, we're just watching women be women. Does that make sense? Can you wrap your head around that shit yet? Jesus Christ, we got to fucking explain ourselves everything we like nowadays. You know, why do men want to go to a strip club? Because you want to know what happens when we walk in there as a man. If you went in there solo, right? Say you were like, I just want to go for a drink somewhere. I can't find any one of my friends. I can go in there. $20. Hey, some girl will sit there and just pretend she gives a shit. Most dudes go in there because it's almost like it's cheap therapy at the end of the day. I know quite a bit of dancers, and I'll tell you what, the number one thing every guy bitches about, their wife. And meanwhile, this girl gets paid, I don't know, what is it, like $40 a dance? $40 a dance or $20 a dance, whatever it is. I think it's about $40 for one dance. And then for the duration of that dance, they're like, yeah, my fucking wife, Jesus Christ, the bitch never shuts up. And this girl's just like, oh, that's horrible. I would never do that to you. And that's all the guy wants to hear. He doesn't give a fuck about the titties or the twat in his face. He just wants to hear like, it's nice to know that there's a girl out here that would treat me like that. Meanwhile, I got to go home to that yappy snatch. Hear about everything that she fucking went through today. Every little bump in the road she had. Meanwhile, my boss basically told me that I'm a fucking retard. And the only thing more useful than me is tits on a boar. And that's a pretty useful thing. Or useless, sorry. I fucked that joke up. My bad. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. But meanwhile, you know, she didn't get a park at her favorite parking spot at the grocery store today because somebody was parked there and it really threw her off. And I'm not having a very good day. And then I went to the bank to deposit a check and somebody didn't hold the door for me. And that just, oh, then I got into an argument about that. Like, what, you don't hold the door for people no more? It's COVID times. And I had to hear about every little bump in the road that she had. But God forbid, you know, I smashed my thumb with a fucking hammer. My thumb is throbbing right now. I missed the nail because somebody made a sudden movement and a loud noise, which caused me and my downstroke with the hammer. I missed the nail, hit my thumb, and now my thumb is fucking throbbing. I'm in pain. I hurt. I just want to sit in silence with an ice-cold beer. But no, I got to hear about fucking Wingnut's shitty little problems and dumb stories about shit I don't want to hear about dogs or fucking kids or, you know, what happened on Dr. Phil today. I don't give a shit. So when a guy loads his bags up and heads down for a little solo drink and a dance down at the old Tina's and he gets his brain filled with good endorphins, like, hey, fuck yeah, this chick kind of, she pretends to care. I recognize it. As long as you recognize that these girls are being paid to care and pretend to give a shit. Most of them just act like they're stupid because for some reason, we like it when stupid women just kind of praise you. And like, oh God, great to be a man. And if it costs you $40 to hear that, that's better than going to a therapist and hearing about all your childhood trauma and have to bring that up and sift through it. No, that's not what I want. I just want some double D's to just say, you're a good guy. That's it. That's all we need. Pretty simple fix. That's why men go to a strip club. Very easy to understand. And the beta males that sit there and be like, I don't understand why dudes would want to go to a strip club with their friend. Because that's what men do. It's primal. To sit there and crush fucking short glass whiskeys with your boys in a private booth to have naked women around you. It's a status symbol. You wouldn't understand because you put a scarf on and go down to the local craft brewery and sip an IPA. Oh, boy, they got an orange-flavored IPA today. You wouldn't understand. Stay in your lane. Stay in the slow lane in your EcoBoost car. You know, your little electric car. You're not even in an electric car. Half of you, you ride your bike with the little basket on front. You know, stay out of our way. Don't ride on the road, you cyclist. You fucking loser. We should be allowed to run those people over, by the way. But I'm saying, don't, again, there's men. We'll have to break down like the category of men one of these days. There's like the alpha dogs, you know. Anybody that starts barking about, oh, I'm an alpha, usually isn't an alpha, you know. There's some guys that walk into a room and you're like, holy fuck, that guy's terrifying. Usually like military trained, and they never brag about the military. You know, like they have military stories and you're like, what did you do in the military? And then they downplay it. Oh, I just kind of did like infantry type shit. And I was like, oh, okay, this guy's a badass. This guy's a badass. The fucking, the old barky dog in the corner that's like, I infiltrated this. I did that. I did that. He's usually a pussy. But the guy that like downplays everything, oh no, I didn't do much in there. That guy's terrifying. Not what we're talking about. We're getting distracted here. But what I'm saying is, why do men go to strip clubs? Simple, primal shit. Status symbol. You know how good it feels when you're in there and you're surrounded by gorgeous women, fake bolt-ons. They're all pretending to have a good time. It doesn't even matter if they are having a good, they're getting paid to pretend they're having a good time. That's what they're there for. Whether you're a fucking loser or not, it does not matter. It feels good to have that around you, you know? These same guys that scrutinize men that go to strip clubs are the same ones that go to nightclubs and walk out empty-handed every time. I never understand why I can't get a girl to leave with me or get a girlfriend. It's because you're a loser. Or you end up dating another girl that's similar to you that just whines bitches and complains about everything. You're both broke. You're both losers. You got a single bedroom apartment, you know? Oh, I don't understand why people do this to the environment. I don't understand. I don't understand why people are the way they are, because you know what? You losers are going to sit there and waste your life whining, bitching, and complaining about every little fucking problem. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. This thing's fucked. All right? This thing's fucked. So why do we go to strip clubs, you ask? To have a good time. Anybody over 25, you know, you start to see the benefit of it. It's a great night out. It is. I don't know if you've ever been to one. I know if most people think it's sleazy and it's gross because it's, in like pop culture, strip clubs are always depicted like they're disgusting and gross. But it's actually like one of the best times I've ever had. If you went and walked in there, your girlfriend's being, oh, I can't believe you're looking at other women. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. All the time. Instagram, it's always there. I look at other food. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to eat all the other food, okay? I always come home to eat. Do you understand, lady? You are my main course meal. I love what I have at home. I don't mean any disrespect because I read a menu at Antonio's Bar and Grill down the fucking street, okay? Same goes for when I go to the titty bar. I'm not looking to get sucked off in there. I just want to take a look. I just want to take a look. Same reason, you know? You go down to the old Thunder Down Under and you see some ropes fucking swinging around. I ain't judging. Go have a good time. Just don't put it in your mouth. That's all. That's all we're asking. Be a fucking jealous boyfriend? Fuck around. I ain't got time for that. I got other shit to do. Sit there and get mad. Oh, me and the girls want to go to the male strippers. By all means. By all means. Just don't put it in your mouth. If he wants to fucking smack you in the face with it, sure. No, whatever. Doesn't bother me. Just don't put it in your mouth and come home and try and kiss me. That's all. That's all. Pretty simple task. I don't give a shit. Have a great time. Take some fucking bills. Tuck it in his fucking sack. I don't give a shit. Give him a little coin. Give the coin purse a pile. Woohoo. Give it a hit. See what he's working with. Is it bigger than mine? Of course it is, because they're not going to hire old fucking short dong hack to come swing his rope around for the old 45-year-old ladies. No, we're trying to keep him in the building, not outside. Give me 6 more months. I'll be fucking, Stone Cold Steve Austin jacked, throwing stunners, cashiers at the local co-op. Because he overcharged me for a Monster Energy. What the fuck is this? Hell yeah. No, I think strip clubs are healthy. We need them. We need them more than ever. You know? Humble yourself. You know, take your old lady with you. Show her that, hey, this is a good time. I like it here. This is great. Get her a lap dance. Take them freaks, you know. Every inside of every broad is like every broad. Sound like every trucker. Inside every woman, there's like, as they mature, you would hope the worries get less and less. As a dude as well, your worries should get less and less. It shouldn't be compiling, you know? If you're fucking 30 years old and you're still running around town acting like jealous boyfriend, you're a fucking loser. Or you're still like, I know I degrade women on this podcast, but I still treat fucking people with equal respect. I'm not going to walk up and be like, you stupid cunt. You know, you have to earn that for me to say those words to you. I don't just come out the gate swinging at you. Hey, stupid cunt. You know, that's a little aggressive. That's a little much, I would say. But I will say, as you get older, your problems should get less and less and less. If you're still adding more and more and more, and you're constantly in this battle of your own mind and you don't trust this woman, or, you know, maybe it's time that you just rode solo for a little bit and you figured out who you are. If you're running around town being the jealous type, Jesus Christ, we're not 16. Fuck me. Once you're like with somebody long enough, you know, like you kind of don't care. I was listening to this on somebody else's podcast and they made a good point. Be like, once you're like with somebody for over 5 years, you're kind of like, once you hear something, you're kind of like, you know, shit doesn't bother you as much as in like the honeymoon stage and you graduate to like the newlywed stage, you know. You're not married, but you know what I mean? Like you still enjoy each other. You're not quite to the point where you're comfortable arguing in public. Actually, no, that's not really what I'm trying to say. You kind of get to that stage where, yeah, you're like really comfortable with one another. You know, she'll rip a fart in front of you. That's kind of like where you know the comfort level is. You know, if she rips a fart in front of you and kind of laughs about it and you both kind of giggle and you're like, yeah, like the first one's always a nerve wracker. You know, you're like, I don't know how he's going to take this. She rips ass and you're kind of like, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. I that made me laugh. And like, or you're going to, you know, that's a good way of like depicting where you're at in the relationship. You're like, fucking disgusting. What's wrong with you? Fucking, even though you rip ass, like, doesn't really, I don't really, maybe I'm just fucked up. Maybe I just don't care about anything like at all. I probably hit that threshold now. Like I was talking, cause I used to have like a lot of cares about how people seen me or how I'm perceived by most people. I used to give a shit about a lot of that kind of stuff. Where now I don't really care. I don't care how I look. I don't care how I dress. I don't care the fact that I'm like balding. You know, like the wig is going a little bit. We're losing some hair here, you know. It is what it is. I don't really care. I'm going to hang on to her as long as she will let me. But it is what it is. I don't fucking care. I've reached the point where like when somebody takes a dig at me, I think it's funny. I used to be just insecure enough when I first started this that they would fuck with me a little bit. I'd be like, ah, fuck that guy. You know, especially when I was doing blow and people were calling me a drug addict. I'm like, oh, great. Everybody thinks I'm a drug addict. Because there's like a drug user and drug addicts, you know. If you're looking at somebody as a drug addict, that sucks. If you're like a drug user and you're like fucking, you know, like Motley Crue. They were drug addicts, but we looked at them as drug users. You're like, oh, those dudes are doing it. Like, they're fucking having so much fun. They're just banging broads. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with me today? They're just out there getting pussy, just ripping rock shows, dude. Just being mad fucking lads out there, man. Laying down fat tracks, doing mad drugs. Just drinking all the liquor, hanging out in titty bars and just being fucking deadly. dude, like they had it made in the goddamn shade. They were rock stars, bro. You like, you didn't look at them as drug addicts. You were like, that's just part of the gig, dude. That was just part of the gig. You didn't ever judge them. You thought it was rad as fuck. I still think it was rad as fuck. Like, you're just like, dude, that lifestyle looks crazy. Could I do it? No, fuck no. I would die, dude. I got a glimpse of it. I got a little bit of it, and I fucking crumbled. I was just doing coke. I couldn't even imagine doing fucking heroin. Christ almighty. That's a next level, dude. And then I had to deal with, like, people being, oh, I did blow with them. I did blow with them. And I still got to deal with it. Yeah, like I was rocked out of my mind, you know, high out of my skull. And fucking people are telling me, oh, yeah, I remember you here and you were fucked up, man. And it kind of sucks, you know. It wasn't even like fun fucked up. It was like, yeah, you were like kind of like retarded high. You know, you're acting like an idiot. And then you get the reputation of being that guy. And I wasn't really prepared of that. And that sucked. You know how fun it is walking into the room and everybody being like, hey, there's old drug addict boy over there. That's not fun. Even though I just thought I was a drug user, I was perceived as a drug addict. The sad thing is this makes sense in my head. I don't know if it makes sense to anybody else. silly, silly shit, man. I don't know. I think if you're going to do it, you got to own it. And that was my problem. I just couldn't own it. I just felt like I was doing something nasty behind the scenes. And I felt like I was I was doing my best to try and hide it, but I really wasn't at the same time. And then I didn't want to own it on top of it. So I was kind of stuck between this rock and a hard place with it's been 2 years. I still can't believe that. And I still deal with like I think every guy goes through some like mental health type shit, you know, like you fucking start thinking about stuff you did in the past and you're like, fuck, man, that's gonna haunt me for fucking ever. Christ almighty. You like think about something that you like, you stole a toy from the in kindergarten and it's just like, oh man, I can't believe I did that. You know, like there's just stupid little memories that are locked in your head that you'll never be able to shake that you think about every now and then that kind of fuck with you. It's weird. Nostalgia kicks in later years. Like, you know what I mean? My buddy sent me a snap of some young kids just, you know, it was like five or six little dudes just standing around throwing rocks. And he goes, dude, he took a snap of it and he sent it to me. And he goes, fuck, man, those were the years. I wish. And it's just like, man, yeah, you're right. Those kids don't even know that this is the best years of their life. Like they are having the best, like as stupid as that is, you're just standing around six fellas just throwing rocks, man. We rode our bikes to the dirt hills. We're just taking rocks and we're fucking throwing it on another hill. Fuck that hill. You know, you like, you rode that far out of the goddamn way so you guys could say swear words together. And it was just fucking awesome. You're like, hey, guess what? Tits. And everybody started, oh shit, dude, he said it. You know, you were a young buck and you're like, oh fuck, I wonder, should I say it? Fuck. And everybody's like, oh, he said the F word, man. Holy shit. This guy's a fucking mad lad over here. He said the fucking F word, man. Yeah. He said the F word. Holy shit, he said the F word. Who's around here? Probably fucking CIA's probably got a microphone on us, dude. Gonna send it to our parents. We're all gonna get grounded for 90 years. I'm gonna be in solitary confinement, dog, if you keep saying that shit loud. Remember that? Remember those years when you were just a young buck and like that you were just, oh man, dude, this guy's off his rocker, bro. He said a swear word the other day at the dirt hill. He said the F word. And then Landon said tits, dude. It was crazy, bro. Those, and like he sent that to me, and all I could think of is like all those, it just like unlocked a new level of memories that I just had stored in the back of my cranium. And I started thinking about those times, and you're like, damn, man. Those were the days. You're like 10 years old. You went to the dirt hills. I don't know. Like, I think every kid kind of had like that spot and you named it whatever it was. The dirt hills to me was where everybody rode their bikes and there was jumps. And it was like a developing area where they moved all the dirt from the basements and then they would just pile it up. And then kids would come and just like ride around in it. And over time, it just had ramps in there and it was like hills and you just like rode around. It was almost like a... if in the prairies, we didn't quite have mountains. So it was almost like we had our own little kind of mountain bike course right then and there. And that's where all the kids went. And then over, if you went over just a little bit, remember how we were talking about the porno stash? The porno stash? There was a tree house out there where kids would just bring all the pornos that they found and stash them up there. And then we'd all hang out and, like, you know, you'd look at some titties and it was fucking awesome. I remember one time one kid stole a cigarette and brought it up there. And it was on that day, man. We were worried. You want to smell like cigarette smoke going back to mom's house, you know, get your ass kicked. But those are the, when he sent me that, it just like, fuck, man, the flood of memories and nostalgia just kicked in. And I think that's the joy of getting old, is remembering those moments and bringing it back and just hone in it and fucking feel good all the time, man. I think that's what we got to start doing as gentlemen here, is get out and do more things to make us feel good. You got to have that confidence back. You got to fucking wake up. Go for a walk. Go for a run. You don't got to be the piss bag all the time, fellas. You don't got to. I was a dancing monkey for everybody. I show up to strip clubs, do blow with everybody, do fucking drugs. And you know what? 2 years later, I love me a good whiskey. I'm not going to lie. I love me a nice whiskey, but I'm not the fucking hammered guy. So don't think that you need to fall into one category. You can wake up. You can be something different. You can change. And change does take time. You need to stay consistent and stay mentally fucking clear upstairs. If you're in an unhappy situation, my friend, you need to change what you're doing. You need to change the pace of your life and move forward. I know this has turned into a little bit of a motivational kind of, oh, fucking goddammit, get out there and fucking crush it. Gary Vee, Tony Robbins. Fuck yeah. I'm Ty Lopez, and if you want to make money, blah. But I'm saying, it doesn't take much to change course of action. You know what I mean? If you're in a rut, dude, you got to fucking, first off, admit that you're in a rut. Admit you're in a place that you don't want to be, because that's the first thing I did when I found that I was sitting in a place that I didn't want to be. I didn't like who I was becoming. I was never the drug guy. I was always the drunk guy, but I turned into the drug guy. And then it turned into like, I was using all this shit to fucking battle how I was unhappy. I'm not going to sit here and be, oh, I'm depressed. But it was a form of depression. I'm usually a happy dude. I love going out and having a good time with everybody, laughing, cracking jokes and shit like that. And thank God that I'm found the one thing that I've been dying to do my whole life. And now I'm chasing a dream at the age of 30. So it's never too late. People are going to always judge you. People are always going to be pissed off that you're going to go out and try and do better for yourself. And sometimes it's going to take a lot to get through the barriers that are set in front of you, my friend. But as long as you are determined, okay, don't let anybody put you down. If your significant other is going to start shitting on you because you want to better your life, maybe it's time to leave, okay? If you have a goal in your mind that you've set aside and you want to chase it and you want to get after it, fucking start today. Today's the day. You know, you had a year to sit around and think about it. If you were sitting around and just eating food, getting fatter, bitching about the government like I do, then maybe you should turn that into a positive and start chasing a dream that you had. Or maybe, you know, maybe you wanted to become a journeyman electrician, or maybe you wanted to be a journeyman fucking millwright, or maybe, you know, you've always wanted to start your own leather tooling business, or start it now. Do it in your spare time. Shit takes time, my friend. I've been doing this shit for 5 years. 5 years I've been doing Danger Cat stuff. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't happen overnight. For 5 years, I've been consistently doing this, and this is something that I've wanted for a long time. I got painted the fucking Trudeau guy for a minute because I was doing that shit and I thought it was funny. Now, I'm doing what I really want to do, and it's dude content, kind of like an Opie and Anthony type show where I just get to act like an idiot for an hour. And I tell you what, I've never, ever regretted this decision. I've... I've had bumps in the road. I've had trials, tribulations, bad partners. I've had relationships go into the gutter. I've had family members tell me to stop what I'm doing, but I disregarded everything they said and I kept trucking forward. And now, my friends, it's put me in a place where I am traveling back from Austin, Texas, from being invited to get down to go hang out with comedians that I never thought I'd ever be able to hang out with. So don't ever let anybody tell you anything different, okay? I know I went on a completely different path of funny, but sometimes you need to hear this type of shit. You just need like some sort of like even just the smallest. I know my story isn't like I'm not crushing major barriers or I'm not allowing my ego to get out of fucking control and to be like, look at how great I am. But I'm saying that there was shit in the way for me to get to where I am today. And if I listened to people, if I listened to what advice people told me to do, they told me to quit a year and a half into this. And then I started the clothing line, something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted my own clothing line. And this one was successful. I failed 5 times prior to that, to this one taking off. So not only that, but, prior to that, I did MMA because I wanted to do MMA. I wanted to train. I wanted to fight. I wanted to get up in the morning. And that's all I thought about because I really enjoy working out and staying fit and staying healthy. And I also like partying. I really do like partying. It's a lot of fun, but it's taxing on the body. So I would reward myself for a week after a fight and party, drink, get it out of my system and go back to working out. It was a perfect system that I put in place for myself. I never once thought that I'd ever make the UFC. I never put it in my mind that I'd be even a regional champion. I just really liked doing it. I really liked hanging out with the guys. It was almost like being on a hockey team again, but something different. I was learning a new skill, a couple different skills with kickboxing, Muay Thai, and wrestling. So all I'm saying is if you have something in your mind and you want to become something or you don't like where you're at right now, I'm telling you, fella, this is it. Stop worrying about the future and worry about the now. What's your next step? What do you need to do? Where, like, first off, figure it out. Figure it out what it is you're chasing. What's your dream? The best way to do so, ask your friends what you talk about the most. What do you talk about the most? What drives you? What gets you fired up in conversation? You know what I mean? Like, not, and I don't mean like in a negative way. I mean like what gets you excited? When somebody brings up a topic, say you were sitting at a bar and the guy across from you brought up the one thing that you really enjoy talking about and you could have a conversation with him. What is that? If it's music, mudding, trucks, whatever it may be. Maybe you want to build mud trucks for a living. I don't know. But it starts with you recognizing it and then taking an action towards chasing that dream. And sure, you know what, man? You may not make all the money in the fucking world doing it, but I'll tell you what, you'll be 10 times happier than the position that you're in today, and we're going to end it on that. And I hope you take whether you take my advice or not, at least open your mind and think about what makes you happy, what drives you to be the person you are today. And I hope to God that we motivate more dudes to be happier, chase their dreams. You know what, man? I love the blue collar background that I came from because it's taught me morals. It's taught me respect for one another. It's taught me humor, how men interact. Most men that I know, that I grew up with, are out there doing jobs that they don't exactly want to do, but they have a goal in mind and they want to provide for their family. They make the best of the worst situation. And I was taught that from a young age because of hanging around dudes like that. And I'll never take something like that for granted. So it's put me in a position where I am today, and now I get to do comedy for those guys that I respect. You guys that throw on work boots and fucking go out there and do some shit that you don't really want to do. You're in the sweltering heat or the freezing fucking cold. You still get the job done. You got a big dick. And I'm glad that I can kind of be almost, I wouldn't say a spokesperson, but I would say almost like a, an entertainer for you. It's a fucking goddamn honor to hop on this mic once a week and entertain you and make you forget about all the bullshit you got to deal with during the week. I know this episode was it was a little funny and a little bit serious at the end, but I think that sometimes you got to have that. I think the perfect mix, you know, that's what makes men men. You know, we can be serious. We can be goofy. We understand one another. We understand that insults mean fuck all, you know. And when we talk like this and we're serious, most dudes sit down and they'll fucking listen, okay? I seen one guy, he made a comment of, actually, no, we'll get into that next time. I'm over time. Thank you again for tuning in. And remember, if you got a dream in your head, man, go for it. Time is of the essence, and you're going to run out of it eventually. I'm telling you right now. You don't get time. You can make more money. You can make you can get a new girlfriend. You can get all that other shit, but there's one thing that you will never get back, and it's time. So don't waste your fucking time, lads. And c'est la vie. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I hope you're jacked up. I hope you get a fucking protein shake in you. Go lift some goddamn weights. Go be the man. Go to a titty bar. Go have a whiskey at the titty bar. You know what? Here's your task for the weekend, my friend. Saturday, you're going to wake up. You're going to go lift some goddamn weights. You hear me? You're going to go lift some goddamn weights. You're going to eat some steak and fucking eggs for breakfast because you're a man. Drizzled in hot sauce. Maybe even ghost peppers because you want to feel pain. You're a legend. You're a legend. Then you're going to call three of your best buds. I stuttered that. Sorry. You're going to call three of your best buds. Hey, what are we doing tonight? Oh, we're going to the titty bar. We're going to the titty bar. We're going to get lap dances. This bitch is wide open. And then we're going to sip straight whiskeys, three rocks in the fucking glass, baby. And we're going to have a fucking three-finger whiskey down the hatch. We're going to fucking be men. We're going to make men men again. All right, lads. Signing out.